said that if we just refer back to DNR, to the state standards all the time in our own ordinance, and they're making it easier and easier all the time, then are we doing anything by passing our own ordinance and refers to the state?
That's why the attorney, and I didn't understand at first why we kept putting, this is 19 pages long, but that's why he has put it in here. He spent hours and hours to, after he's listened to us, and he has broken it out and made those statements that are available, that are there now. He's not went against what the statute will be when it passes on the 28th as far as making the statements of what an animal unit is and how many are allowed. That's stated in our ordinance.
And he put statements in there that he felt like he could defend for us.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure he did.
And none of that is the commissioner's fault. That's Senate Bill 391. Can't go any above.
I understand that.
But we can sure make it harder. Not that we can make it harder. Don't let that be a... Just...
Okay, that's the reason that they told me they did 391 was because counties throughout the state were passing ordinances and making it so difficult for CAFOs to come in.
I just said not that we can make it harder. It's just
I know.
There's still a process they have to follow. And it does spell out, but it reiterizes and specifically states certain things that's in DNR that does apply specifically to our area. Again, our karst rock, our soils, our lakes, the things that we're all concerned about. So
that's it
brings that to the forefront, saying, hey, you can't overlook right. These things.
Because statewide, that, you know, they can be influenced very well and
right.
Change things where it's not more business.
We saw that in 391.
Does anyone else want to come up and speak? Come on up and state your name and your address.
My name is Kathy Crawford, and I live at 4511 Wheat Creek Road to Zenels, Missouri. And we live right next to the core. We live on Beaver Creek. And our kids like to fish. We protect our water there. And I think water is a more valuable... My dad told me that water was a more valuable resource than oil. Because we can live without oil, but we can't live without water. And my mother's well is 42 feet deep. Mine is only 90 because we're right on the water. I don't think it'll work for this area to have this sewage running any direction.
Thank you. Anyone else? Come on up, please.
I just have a question. I was just wondering, is there anything
can I get your name, please?
I'm sorry, Barbara Heroes, and I live here in Forsyth. Is there any way that we, as citizens, can get the legislature to overturn this decision that they've made?
You need to contact your legislators and senators.
Can we rescind it, though, at this point?
Not at this point, but that's a great statement.
They passed the law. They can.
In September, they could have had, but I was told they're not going to have a September session unless they've changed their mind. It's signed by the governor.
There was a small thing that they were talking about going back in, not related to this, but if they do go back in the legislative session, then they can.
With enough pressure, they can always go back in and do amendments to it.
But that's great. It takes every citizen, if they would call their legislator and their senator and their legislator and let them know how you love this country and you want to this area, we want to keep it. We're blessed to live in this area. And I personally feel that we're charged to take care of it. And
I live in Hollister, Carlton Road. But the irony is we're sitting in a room that features our flooding, which would give us runoff of every single big city in Taney County. Plus, why do we want to support something that's loading animals? First off, that's not treating an animal consciously. And then we're putting that into our bodies. So, I mean, that's something to consider. I, of course, want to support the farmers and everything. I was born and raised here. We're also one of the top 10 lakes. We have some of the top 10 lakes. So just, that's just something I feel like we need to consider. And everybody should reach out to their legislators so that maybe this could be turned around, because economically, our health, I mean, this is a huge concern for us.
Just, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. A point on that, at the state legislator for the Farm Bureau gave me some documents at the end of the meeting that he thought I might want to read, and I had them all except for one, and it was, and I thank him for that. It was from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, who a lot of this goes under, and in it, it were, they had done their inspection. I believe it's about 5 years ago. I have a copy of it in my office if anybody wants. They had done their inspection, and there's certain things they test for, and the CAFO they had inspected met all those requirements, and on one of them, the level is not supposed to get above a certain amount, and it met those requirements. But at the last page of that article of their summary, it says, however, young children or elderly people are more susceptible to a lower level of, and it gave the ingredient, the chemical, I'm sorry, I don't have it in my head, and it was suggested that they, oh, and if you had a lung disease of any type or asthma, you might not want to live next to a county that had CAFO. That's in their article, in their evaluation.
Stayed a little bit low because a lot of the properties were being bought up by absentee landowners that don't have to live there. And they just come in and hunt periodically.
On that note, once again, the state legislator director for the Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen Association would disagree with that. That was something they said just the opposite. They said in northern Missouri they were seeing an increase in property value. I say that. I'm just telling you that's what our senators, that's what our legislator told us when we say, why did you vote for it? They said that it's not true that, okay, okay, I'll say for one thing is if I were buying a home here and there was a CAFO establishment next to it, am I going to pay more for that property to buy next to that? Personally, I'm probably not going to buy it. Not probably. I'm just not.
The problem is they tried to put a one-size-fits-all application to it. And I don't know. I don't know this. Maybe northern Missouri or where the CAFOs currently are maybe are more valuable because then you can put more animal livestock in. I mean, I don't know. But for this area, it will not increase, it will only decrease.
Right.
And that's the problem with taking away local control. That's the problem with it is they don't know our issues, they don't know our people, and they don't know what we hold dear. So.
If anyone wants to speak, just give me your name. Can I have your name?
Hey, Sarah. I've lived here about 4 years in the native island, lived here all my life. We lived in a small town in Kyoto, Iowa, 1,000 people. And the way they do it up there, they have these pits for the hogs. And they fill up, and then when they kick the corn, the beans out, they put the manure on the fields and in the fall. And at night in our town, we had to roll our windows up at night, couldn't run the air, it just smoked so bad, the whole town would just steamed out for a period of a month. That's customary in Iowa. They have limited these big hog farms. They have to have, like I said a while ago, so many acres for each egg. And so they're moving into Missouri, and they're moving into Illinois, but especially for these big feral units up there. And that's just something that can happen. They put a lot of restrictions on them in Iowa right now.
Right, yeah.
We want to do it outside of it.
That's what happened in North Carolina. It destroyed them when the flood came in.
Thank you. State your name, please.
Also been a nurse for the last 35 years. But I also wanted to ask about the ordinance. Does it cover anything in relation to oversight? I know it's been addressed in the requirements to be put in, but if it were to be put in, who do the oversight? Because I know right now we're trying to get oversight consolidated into state.
It does cover that, and what Commissioner Williams had reference to, then.
It's again somewhere later in the back, I think. I'm trying to find it.
And more important than that is we have the oversight of every one of you, of every citizen in Taney County. Anything that you spot or see, which also the Clean Water Commission told me that. Chris Wyberry, Water Protection Program of the Clean Water, he said that if they find something that's not, it's in default, that they immediately investigate and so forth. But then it's if you report something that's in fault, you report it to, if this passes and you report to the commission, like Commissioner Williams said, we immediately contact DNR, the Clean Water Commission, and they're to come out and immediately investigate the site, go over it.
We've got a 4.14 in here in the event that the Taney County Commission or designee receives a complaint or a report with respect to the compliance with state law and this ordinance by a CAFO, an inquiry or investigation may be conducted into the complaint or report and a determination made with respect to any such complaint or report, and the Taney County Commission may notify the Department of Natural Resources with respect to any information received or obtained as a result of any complaint, report, inquiry, or investigation with respect to the requirements under the state law and this ordinance.
And then also,
by law, we will have a voice, and it will be determined by them. But here's the thing. If you go to DNR's site and read the complaints and how long it takes to handle them, so it's very important that we put an ordinance in with the restrictions that they must follow before they can come here, get a permit. You put it so that they couldn't get a permit if the soil is tested and it doesn't test out for it. Just as we have a sewer system and the soil's tested, and if it doesn't test for a certain type of septic tank or something, then they determine what kind of system you have to put in. So before they could come here, if they have to comply and have that soil tested, and they don't meet the requirements, they're not given a permit. Because if they get here, from what I've read on DNR, and they cite them, they give them 30 days to clean it up, and then you appeal it, and just go read their site, read how long it takes. Look at the Buffalo River in Arkansas, how long it's taken them, and what it's costing them to get rid of it. So you want your requirements so strict to protect our environment, our air. I don't believe that they could meet them, according to what Mr. Young said. We've heard Mr. Ailey testify on that. If they have to test our structure or soil.
Real quick to answer your question now. It's also in Section 12. The County Commission may designate a qualified individual to inspect any CAFO or production area used by the CAFO which has been issued a county health permit. So if there's ever one issued, we have the ability to actually have an inspector, a qualified inspector.
And they have to report to DNR.
And may initiate an enforcement action as per.
The commission has been